The vital and the mind multiply each other's sufferings immeasurably. May my mind be not confined by thought boundary. A child's heart is indeed God's true delight. God drinks his most energizing drink in the purity of a child's heart. Every morning is the new beginning of a beautiful hope and a powerful promise. If we do not pray and meditate regularly, then we are bound to lose our final breath of hope to realize God. The mind needs an evergreen enthusiasm. The heart needs an ever-blue eagerness. Oneness is an unlimited self-expansion. Every day there is a monumental tug of war between life and death. The human in me knows how to cry ceaselessly. The divine in me knows how to smile eternally. The unaspiring life in me knows how to sigh sleeplessly. We must not hide anything from our Master. He is not our examiner. He is a constant well-wisher and constant self-giver reality. Very carefully, we have to unlearn everything that the doubting mind has taught us. God's presence is most prominent in my silence breath heart. The mind talks about God all the time with no love. The heart talks about God all the time lovingly and self-givingly. We all have sufficient inner hunger to realize God. Rumor and falsehood are roommates. Never too young, never too old for God realization. God does not leave us when we speak ill of him, but it is we who leave him eventually. Each seeker must keep his loyal promise to his Master's will. Simplicity appeals to God more than anything else. Alas, we do not know how and why we enjoy being in the lap of ignorance sleep. God will never allow us to come to him if our life wears the mask of falsehood. Not indifference victory, but detachment victory we all need. God fondly watches my heart's baby steps towards him. May my life river flow always towards the truth ocean. God plants the seed of unshakable faith in each seeker's heart. God and God's smile are very near my aspiration heart tears. When I am happy, the whole world prospers. When I am unhappy, the whole world helplessly descends. When I am surcharged with enthusiasm, I achieve tremendous success, not only in the world of being, but also in the world of becoming. An unthinkable thing has happened. My life has given up spirituality. We all need a mind of total emptiness so that fullness can grow inside emptiness. I need a heart that will build a bridge between the inner world of aspiration and the outer world of dedication. Every day, my Lord comes with his compassion eye to awaken me from my ignorance sleep. Alas, I do not allow him to succeed. Each heart adds to God's beauty and fragrance. Here and now is the key to the real victory. God's hour is coming closer and closer, but my mind is thinking of running away farther and farther. The tears of the heart are not sorrowful. They are extremely cheerful. In the mind, everything is unpredictable. One moment with the Master is a soulful hope and a fruitful promise. Only be happy, happier and happiest. If you can make yourself happy, God will give you 100 out of 100. Each breath embodies divinity's wealth. May my heart be a new song for every new dawn. If my God hunger is real, then God will definitely give me the fastest speed to reach him. Jealousy feels incomplete without pride. The mind complaints cannot destroy the beauty of our heart. The mind and the vital can successfully meet only after the death of the ego. God needs me. That is more than enough. He does not have to plead with me for anything. Each unaspiring moment can delay our God manifestation victory. Each soulful moment can be a solid step to our own divine victory. Suspicion is the quickest degradation. O my mind, how do you dare to deny that every day you make my Lord cry? Aspiration means the weakening of desire life. Aspiration has to be always careful. Desire can weigh it down low, very low. Where is the truth? Only in our constantly self-giving heart. We are limited by our limitless ignorance hunger. Happiness comes from renunciation and not from possession. God deserves a thunderous ovation for the infinite love that he has for his creation. Hurry up, O my mind, hide inside my heart. Worries and anxieties are fast approaching. I cannot breathe without being with my Lord's compassion eye. Indeed, this is my firm conviction. My soul has only one message for my heart. Stop not until you have won the goal. Do not be doomed to disappointment. All your sufferings will blow away like the wind. A dangerous disease, not to allow others to go higher. Be careful of your sulking mood. It is apt to find fault with God. My mind limitations bind me. My heart exaltations liberate me. Do not cry. If you cry constantly, you will be forced to die. Destroy expectation. Build the aspiration tower higher and higher. Even millions of years may pass by before the desire world dies. Be grateful to God for each pure thought. A heart singer is a newness, happiness bringer. My soul blesses my aspiration heart. Lo and behold, my heart quickly ascends. You can beg your master to favor you, but you can never, never force him. Self-pity is extremely dangerous. Now is the only time to join the God willingness team. To conquer your lower self with your higher self, aspire sleeplessly and breathlessly. When God is missing, we live in empty life days. God's highest satisfaction lives in man's God invocation. I need only two things: a God-searching mind and a God-crying heart. Alas, I have been living in my mind. Therefore, my aspiration is now a distant memory. Even a flicker of disobedience destroys a seeker's joy totally. God does not believe in shaking the world. God believes only in inspiring and embracing the world. Aspiration means celestial vision reality. Anything that helps us fly to our heaven destination is our immediate choice. My life is claiming my heart's world oneness dream as its own, very own. We must keep the torch of spirituality always in proper condition. Although the mind races like the wind, the silence of the heart races infinitely faster. Is it a dream that every night God comes to me? Is it a reality that every day my mind tries to escape from God's embrace? The mind lives between the river of life and the ocean of death. The highest wisdom light is compassion height. My mind selects itself. My heart selects God's feet. Waste not even a fleeting second in rumor spreading. God has only one message. My child, think of me more, infinitely more. I have only one message for God. How is it possible, my Lord, that you are still so far away from me? Alas, anything divine is undervalued in this world. Like my soul, I want my life to be unfettered. The real prosperity is in the expansion of the aspiration heart. Self-examination is of paramount importance. My heart existence is the vivid expression of my Lord's compassionate eye. Without my Lord's compassion, I shall never dare to learn the art of self-mastery. Each time I think a good thought, I illumine my inner path. To be rich is to give a smile with no expectation of return. I shall always keep my mind room absolutely empty of doubt. God tells me that my heart tears are everything that I need. No matter where I go, I see ample evidence of my Lord's forgiveness. O my mind, move forward to conquer the pride of doubts. O my heart, dive inward to see the face of God. Our gratitude heart needs no vacation. Cheerfulness indicates the nearness of God. Fear invader I am, doubt invader I am. God's love discoverer I now shall be. I really do not know how to please God in this topsy-turvy life. Alas, my mind and vital are swimming together in confusion current. Success and pride march together. Progress and humility grow together. A new day is the new beginning of humanity's promise to God. Do not believe in impossibility. Do not give up. Continue trying and striving. Determination can challenge impossibility and offer victory to the Lord Supreme. Entanglement is another name for human nature. Enthusiasm and eagerness can definitely create new opportunities. Alas, how rarely I see a blossom of hope in my heart garden. Not newness, but fullness is of paramount importance. The song of the cosmos. Give what you have to God and become what God eternally is. I speak to God the Father and God the Mother while the moon speaks to the stars. When God comes, my hopes and promises flood the sky. It is quite common that people do not understand each other, but all hearts can feel one another. My Lord, if I have joy, then it has all come from the dust of your feet. Remember, our God manifestation song is not over. Human life means a bundle of fears and cheers. Impurity in the mind is undoubtedly the worst possible poverty. God wants me to look inside for everything solid, tangible, and progressive. Truth is found not around me, but inside me. Doubt knows how to enter into the mind, but it does not know how to come out. Do not compare. Spirituality is not comparison. Spirituality is a oneness heart sky. Life lives both in a tiny heart muscle and in infinity's sky. To know the truth is to bow to the truth. Obedience and obeisance are two totally different things. A wrong desire in the mind cuts and damages the heart. The mind master is indeed a monster. Disobedience, pride, has a very short breath. Pride weakens and humility strengthens our life. Today's expectation seed, tomorrow becomes frustration tree. I believe in both entertainment and enlightenment. Entertainment pleases the human in me. Enlightenment pleases the divine in me. O seeker, keep your eyes always and always on the ever-transcending beyond. To be yourself is to make friends with God's will. The inner friendship does not need any outer word. At times, victory shows us how weak we are in our inner life. Only he who listens has the right to speak about God. If we do not pray and meditate regularly, then we are bound to face an army of misfortunes. The loneliness of yesterday must not torment me today. Surrender to God's will itself is the highest reward in the spiritual life. My lifeboat plies between my newness life and my fullness heart. Do not wrestle with your problems. Try to illumine them. To succeed, I must never follow the old way. I am a God follower, and not a man prisoner. I must clear my mind jungle before I do anything else. The vital needs anti-depression vitamins. The mind needs anti-frustration vitamins. The heart needs anti-insecurity vitamins. Happiness is self-giving with no strings attached. Every human being is invited to take part in God's cosmic play. You can achieve whatever you want to, provided it is all for God. My mind, there is no more time left for you to make further complaints. To be true to oneself is the hardest test of life. My Lord, so far you have shown me your compassion eye. Today, please show me your forgiveness heart. May satisfaction on earth begin with me today. I am shining today, not with my understanding mind, but with my self-giving heart. Do not allow your ego mind to push your heart into a corner. Physical violence ends. Mental violence quite often lingers. By demanding from God, we will delay our heavenward journey. Our unconditional surrender to God's will can easily turn back the hands of time. God sheds tears when he sees that we do not want to be near him. Alas, my life has become something that is not who I really am inside my heart. Unlike us, our Lord Supreme speaks only from heart to heart. A life without God is a life not fully lived. My soul always looks at me with motherly concern. My heart always looks at me with sisterly affection. It seems that patience is not born in the human mind. At long last, I have thrown ignorance night out of my mind. My aspiration heart knows nothing of failure. The mind always plays the role of a fault finder. The heart always plays the role of a truth seeker. My mind, do not forget to look at your abysmal abyss life. Only one thing I need from my heart, to love the world constantly. To look for desire fulfillment is unconsciously to invite mental punishment. I have lost my surrender key to God's heart. Out of His infinite bounty, He is giving me another one. From my personal experience, the desire mind eventually surrenders to the aspiration heart. Alas, my mind has no room for my heart. My heart has always ample room for my mind. There is no need to remember the empty, useless past. A devotion heart is made of aspiration fire. God wants my heart to grow along with the world. In my heart dream, there can be no mind frustration. My doubting mind, I beg of you, listen to my heart. Unlike you, it does not tell any lies.